door.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The nation's payrolls grew by an impressive 275,000 jobs last month, more hiring than analysts had been expecting. And while it may look good at first glance, the Heritage Foundation's Joel Griffith says that so many of those new jobs are part-time, a lot of people taking one or more just to make ends meet.
We've actually lost now 1.3 million full-time jobs since March of last year. We lost 187,000 full-time jobs in February of this year. That's more than 5,000 full-time jobs lost per day.
And the number of jobs created in January was revised downward by roughly 124,000. President Biden's State of the Union speech, decried by Republicans as a divisive, screaming rant, although they do seem to agree with Mr. Biden on at least one point.
Not since President Lincoln and the Civil War have freedom and democracy been under assault at home, as they are today.
Cruz say Mr. Biden's GOP critics, they blame him for that sad state of affairs. The official Republican response to the speech, delivered by Senator Katie Britt of Alabama.
At 42, Britt is the youngest Republican woman ever elected to the U.S. Senate. She says she was unimpressed by the president's address.
And what we saw was the performance of a permanent politician who has actually been in office for longer than I've been alive.
Britt says Biden proves he's out of touch with problems facing American families, who she says are worse off and less safe than when he took office. Bob Agner reporting.
Former President Trump says Biden open border policies are endangering the safety and the security of all Americans. Three more Houthi rebel drones targeting the Gulf of Aden shot down by the U.S. military. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 102 points, the Nasdaq ahead 96. More on these stories at townhall.com.
New FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy. It's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. Remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
This Caves Community Flash powered by all mortuaries and cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, they'd rather wait. A huge residential development could be in the making in southwest Las Vegas. The real estate investment firm Gen Partners recently bought 54 acres of undeveloped land west of Southern Highlands that's zoned residential. They did that for nearly $34 million. The New York-based company has previously funded single-family developments in Florida, Texas, and Arizona. Unincorporated Enterprise Township, one of the fastest-growing areas in the country, with the building boom being led by commercial real estate, single-family home, and apartment construction. Meanwhile, all of Southern Nevada is dealing with a chronic shortage of housing, with the majority of available land here in Clark County owned by the Bureau of Land Management. That's at about 89%. A well-known discount grocery store coming to Southern Nevada, Aldi. A German-based grocery store chain says it has plans to build 800 stores across the U.S. by the end of 2028 and specifically mentioned coming to Las Vegas. In fact, the company has already announced at least two locations here in Southern Nevada, one in Henderson, another in southwest Las Vegas. The grocery chain, well known for keeping costs down by selling mostly private label brands and encouraging customers to return their carts by requiring a 25-cent deposit to check one out. Legendary entertainer Steve Lawrence, a popular singer all by himself and along with his wife Edie Gourmet, he's died. Lawrence and Gourmet, better known to fans as Steve and Edie, made frequent appearances on TV talk shows as well as nightclubs throughout the 1970s. Steve and Edie, a top draw here in Las Vegas casinos. Edie Gourmet passed away in 2013. Lawrence died yesterday from complications brought on by Alzheimer's. He was 88. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com and click on that Listen Live button.
Let's talk about the 2023 Best of Las Vegas winners. And of course, our very own Demopolis Law did it again. For the second straight year, they are the Best of Las Vegas Gold winners. And this year, they won gold for Best Accident Lawyer, gold for Best Injury Lawyer, and gold for Best Trial Lawyer. So if you're still thinking about which accident lawyer to hire, you should know the answer by now. Hire Nevada's legal elite, Demopolis Law, baby. We win. Visit them at LegalElite.com.
KMCQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Looks unusually good through the resort corridor right now. Happy to say you're keeping a decent pace, especially on southbound 15 between Charleston and Flamingo. In the southwest, still have that major problem just off the Beltway. The Durango off-ramp, as you come off of 215 westbound, is shut down after an overnight fatal accident. You want to exit at Buffalo, go up to Sunset or Russell or Tropicana to exit 215 westbound. Again, that Durango off-ramp still closed down, will be for several hours. In fact, all lanes on Durango are closed between 215 and Sunset. On the east side, new injury accident near UNLV. That's on Tropicana westbound before University Center. That's taken up the left two lanes. Good-looking weekend in the valley. Weather-wise, no rain is expected. Clear, sunny skies today and tomorrow, and temperatures topping out in the upper 60s. Holding at 52 degrees, though, right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to. Anyway, America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him foot.
Check it out.
And Joan, Shingang, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots? In all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. It is hour number three for a Friday. And, of course, that means our buddy Ron Futrell joining us, the sports anchor and reporter for 8 News Now. He is a multitasker. We have caught him doing all kinds of things over the years. And what are you up to right now?
I just dropped my son off at Opportunity Village and driving home. So this is pretty simple. You have my undivided attention. Last week it was getting the chest x-ray. Some mornings it's taking Kennedy to kindergarten, my granddaughter. Hey, today it's me and you. It's just me and you, Kev.
I love it. I got to ask you about Big League Weekend. I love this. And soon, maybe 2028, we're going to be having baseball all the time in our community. But give us your thoughts on what's going to be happening this weekend with Big League Weekend.
Busy day today out at the ballpark. They got batting practice going to that in the early afternoon. Mark Kotze, the manager for the A's, is going to talk to the media in the afternoon. And then I've got some interviews set up with the owner, John Fisher, and Dave Cobble, the team, the general manager. So looking forward to that. It's going to be a busy day. We'll probably do some live shots tonight. I haven't checked in with the station on exactly what's going to be happening. I'm going to be at ballpark all day taking care of that. So they start tonight against, it's Athletics against the Brewers. 6:05 is the first game tonight. And then tomorrow, Saturday, have a game at 1:05. So an afternoon game. It's a little chilly and windy out there right now. I just got out of my car and was feeling up here in Summerlin that it's, we're going to have a little wind, a little cool up. So dress warm if you're coming out to the ballpark tonight, because it might be not cold, but a little chilly.
Well, I checked with Mark Thomas, and he said there's no rain in the forecast, so that's a good thing.
No. I see one little cloud. That's the way I do weather. I look outside.
That's why you do. That's okay. That's why you do sports and not weather.
That's what it looks. I don't know what kind of cloud it is. The cumulus or
cumulus
Stradivarius?
Yeah, cumulus nimbus.
Cumulus nimbus or Stradivarius or Violet. So it's something up here. But it's going to be nice. And what do you think of the renderings, okay? Let's go there for a moment.
I love it.
I do, too. I mean, I was told it was going to be like the Sydney Opera House. They did not disappoint. Or the old La Concha Motel here in Vegas. They have that big, the big spire. You've seen it. I don't know how to describe it. I mean, that's the best way to describe it is look at that and seen it. I was hoping for a retractable roof stadium so that it could be open. But short of that, this is not a retractable roof. It is a permanent dome stadium. But, and here's the big but, the north end is glass, so it's open to the strip. So you can sit in air-conditioned comfort at 7 o'clock at night in July when it's 100 in hell outside, and you can look. That's not an exact temperature. I'm just estimating when I'm saying the temperature. You get the idea. But you'll be able to look at the north end of the strip and see it wide open to the lights of Vegas and watch Major League Baseball. Okay? That's going to be sort of fun.
And by the way, just again reiterating, Ron Futrell is a sportscaster. He is not the weather dude.
Oh, that's right. I did not give a technical. Let's say 115. That would qualify as 100 in hell outside. Okay.
So, I just love that.
So you'll be able to do that and be able to enjoy the game inside, and then and it's going to be more enclosed to the south where the heat comes, where the heat is. I mean, I do know that again. I ain't geographical scientist or whatever you want to call them, but I do know which way the sun goes and the direction it comes and the direction it goes, and I like the idea of the north being open so that we can look through those large glass windows to be able to see the strip while you're watching baseball. Now fast forward that to concerts and events and different things happening in that stadium over the years, and it's going to be like, okay, because we have to, Vegas got to do new things all the time. Like the Sphere has been for Las Vegas, and you now have people all over the world wanting to come to Vegas just to go to the Sphere. This will be that sort of structure, I think, that people will want to come here just to see a game in that ballpark, to go back to their friends in Kansas City and say, hey, I was out watching the Royals play the A's over the weekend, and it was a fun series, and I was able to watch it. It's a great ballpark. You got to go out. The food was marvelous. And blah, blah, blah. I'll go through it. So that's what we do here in town, and that's what's happening. And you got a few weeks left, not many, 3 weeks left, to go enjoy the Tropicana if you want to go check that out. And I'm going to. I'm going to head over to the Tropicana some weekend just to go to the Laugh Factory and to grab a bite to eat there and enjoy the Trop.
I love that. I love that idea. Hey, what is wrong with the Golden Knights? They have now lost five straight home games. The Fortress used to be invincible, and now it's like, batting down the hatches. They're losing again, this time to Vancouver. Good team, but they keep losing at home. What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, the loss on the road to Ottawa was like crazy. I mean, they're losing. They're the worst team in the East, and they lost to them. Columbus.
On Monday.
What is wrong with it? Certainly injuries. And you got Captain Mark Stone, who's out with a spleen issue. Okay, that doesn't sound good. And, maybe he'll come back for the playoffs. But I say the playoffs, right now they are in the number two wild card spot. And the way the playoffs work in the NHL, you have your top three teams in the Pacific, in each division, make it. But let's say the Pacific, you got Vancouver, Edmonton, and the LA Kings right now that are in those top three spots. And then you have two wild card spots that can go to any teams from the West that have the best record from there. And right now it's Nashville in the first wild card spot and the Vegas Golden Knights in the second wild card spot. They got to get it together or they won't be making the playoffs. So they won't have time for Mark Stone to come back to the playoffs. And there's three or four teams that are chasing them right now to keep an eye on. St. Louis is in there. Let's see. There's a handful of teams right now that's – oh, the Kraken. The Kraken are playing. Calgary's in there. So they've got teams that are chasing them right now for that second final wild card spot in the Western Conference. So to answer your question, I mean, injuries – no, they're just playing uninspired hockey right now. They're falling behind early. I don't know the numbers, but they have not led early on in a hockey game in a while. They're just goalkeeping is not real good right now. Alec Martinez, I'm not sure what's wrong with Alec Martinez, and I really like Alec Martinez. I campaigned for him for the Hall of Fame. And since when I talked to other media people, what do you think? Alec in the Hall of Fame. Won two cups with the Kings. Had a lot of game-winning goals in 2014 with the Kings. For a defenseman, that's incredible. Great shot blocker. Won a cup, obviously, with the Knights last season. That being said, he's 36 years old right now and not playing real well. And that might be a spot he's going to be he could be traded today. Today is the trade deadline. Okay? So something could be going on there. He was out last night, and he wasn't really injured, but I think they didn't call him a healthy scratch. They put him on injured reserve, but I don't know what his injury is right now. So defensively, they've had Shea Theodore out. He's back now, so that's nice. But defensively, they've not been able to do the job against some good hockey teams that are now. You've got less than 6 weeks left in the season, the final quarter of the NHL season, and the Knights are going the wrong direction.
Yeah.
Just going the wrong direction.
I turned my calendar around and I looked at March and I said, March? You mean like as in March Madness? And we've got two basketball teams at UNLV, the men's and the women's team, that are really playing great basketball and at exactly the right time of the year.
Oh, no. They're both fun to watch, too. Let's start with Lindy LaRocque and what she's doing with the women's team. They've lost one conference game this year. She's up for Coach of the Year among mid-major schools. I hope she gets it. I love what Lindy LaRocque does for the team. I've said it before with you, Kevin. I'll never forget last year against Wyoming during the Mountain West tournament when she talked to her players and she talked to the media about how the Wyoming coach had just given birth to a young child. A baby. Oh, that's usually what happens. You give birth to a baby, right?
Basically,
yeah, they
that's
are
the way
young
it works.
When they're born. Yeah, they are young when they're so checking on it. So had just given birth. Okay, as had Lindy LaRocque, and she talked about what a great example that is for the women on her basketball teams, both Wyoming and UNLV, to have that example of a mother coaching their basketball teams and think about everything with women's basketball. That is remarkable for her to say that during a press conference and do that during a press. I became a big Lindy LaRocque. I was already. I liked her dad when he coached Durango. Al LaRocque for years was a basketball coach there. So it was easy for me to like her. But I really love what she said there and the message that she gave to the gals on her team of how important motherhood is. Again, think about it. You don't see that with the Aces in the WNBA. You don't see that. But you saw that here with her, and I loved it. So, that being said, they also are a great basketball team. Only lost one conference game this year. On the men's side, I feel the same way about Kevin Kruger in the sense that I really like what Kevin has done with his team. They could have fallen apart when they lost to Air Force during the conference season. They lost a heartbreaker to Utah State that they should have won. There was a goofy foul call at the end. And then Reno, they gave up a 10-point lead in the final minute or so to Reno to let them back in the game. So, that being said, they are on a tear right now. I went to the game against San Diego State and saw how they played, and Dedon Thomas Jr., DJ, hit that jump shot to be able to win the game and then hit free throws at the end to seal the victory against a very good, ranked 21st in the nation. Went to the national championship game last year, did San Diego State, and the Rebels were able to beat them. The atmosphere was just electric. So they've got Reno on Saturday, another tough one. It's going to be senior night up there. And I talked to Kevin yesterday. I said, you're looking for revenge. You let Reno get back into the game when they were here. He said, oh, no, we really want to – this is huge for us. they could make the NCAA tournament. Now, by winning, certainly if you win the Mountain West, which is next week, this time next week, we'll be right in the thick of there's going to be five or six basketball tournaments in Vegas this time next week. The Pac-12 is already underway with the women at T-Mobile, but we're going to have the men are going to be playing in the Mountain West and the Pac-12 this time next week. So, and by the way, the final Pac-12 tournament here with the, them as a conference.
That's so sad.
Yeah, which I don't like. No, it is. It's horrible. I'm still angry, and not really angry, but I'm not happy with what UCLA and USC did that helped break up this great conference around for over 100 years, and them bailing. And I get it, the TV deal and the money from the TV deal, okay. But still, work with that and make it happen in the Pac-12 and keep all these teams together. That being said, that's happening in town this time next week, and I can't be a fanboy because I'm not supposed to be, right? I've got to be unbiased.
Come on. Yeah,
but I would really like to see Kevin and this Rebel basketball team do something this year, because it's been such a highs and lows, and they started out the season losing to Southern. They were 15-point favorites or something, and they lost by 10. So they started the season with a horrible game. That loss to Air Force, the worst team in the conference, was at home, was a horrible game for the Rebels. But they have come back, and that's admirable what this team has done, and just playing with a lot of defensive intensity. The Boone brothers are worth the price of admission, just watching those two guys go out there. So I would suggest, here's a little suggestion. Next week, if you like college basketball and you remember the Rebels of the past, now this ain't them. I'm not going to go there. But this is very similar to when Lon Kruger was here and when the team was in the Mountain West and teams and they won. They were playing BYU and Utah there, and there was great atmosphere. This is going to be a fun tournament next week, and the Rebels have a chance at running the board and going to the big dance with either, you know, making it to the finals or, of course, winning the thing. So, yeah, it is March Madness.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Today's the 8th, yeah.
This is great, and it's only going to get better. I've got only 1 minute. I got to know because I always adjust my social schedule to when you're on 8 News Now over the weekend. What's coming this weekend?
3 o'clock this weekend. We're going to be on Sports Wrap on 8 News Now. Oh, Kevin Kruger is going to join us.
Oh,
so
wow.
Fresh off the game at Reno, so we're going to have Kevin Kruger with us live on the show. And we're going to talk about a lot of interesting issues. Certainly, we've got I'm going to probably run, if we have time in the show, to run some of the interviews I'm getting today with the A's, ownership and management, and be able to get that and talk about the A's here this weekend. Also, talk about a little controversy. Real quick, Kevin.
Okay.
A little bit of a battle going on between the Vegas Golden Knights and youth hockey in Las Vegas, and we're going to jump into that issue a little bit, and we haven't said really a whole lot about it, just one minor story, and it hasn't been covered a whole lot, but there's some issues right now in the Valley between Vegas Golden Knights trying to, if you will, dominate and squash sort of some of the smaller hockey teams that have been around before they got here, you know, for years here in the Valley, and control their ice time and that sort of stuff. So they're all is not peaceful on that front here in the Valley. So there's going to be a story tonight. In fact, on 8 News Now tonight, at 8, Ryan Matthews is doing the story, 6 o'clock and 11. We're going to do that story, and then we're going to talk about it more in depth on our Sunday show. So those, and it's a story
wait.
You've not heard anywhere else.
I can't wait. So I can't wait.
That,
it's
that
so
being said, that's what we're up to. By the way, hey, Kevin, real quick.
It's got to be super
last
quick.
Night, and as you get older, be nicer.
Oh,
men can
go.
Get either crusty or old or mean, or we can go nicer, kinder, gentler. As we get older as men, let's be nicer, kinder, gentler. What do you say?
I love that. Thank you, my friend. I got to run.
All right. Thank you, Kevin.
You may be good. Have a great weekend. I'll be watching 8 News Now. Ron Futrell joining us. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Bro. Friday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We'll roll you into the weekend with a breakdown of everything we heard at the State of the Union. Friday edition, come hang.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hi, this is Trading Made Easy. Have you ever thought about staying home and working from home? If yes, Trading Made Easy is our automated day trading software, and it's just for you. Some of our members work an hour or two tops. Find out how you can work from your home computer with no experience necessary. With the current market craze, a lot of local people are doing what I said. Trading Made Easy just celebrated its six-year anniversary. The automated day trading software takes trades in a millisecond. Better than any human being. Call me for a free live session. Watch it for free. Seeing is believing. Trading Made Easy offers zero down and 0% financing for the software with no payments needed for 12 months. Trading Made Easy. Working from home was never this easy. For more information, call 1-800-971-4160. That number again, 1-800-971-4160. Or go to TradingMadeEasy.com. That's TradingMadeEasy.com to learn more.
Why do so many Las Vegas voters support Ron Quintz for Congress? Because they trust Ron Quintz. Trust is everything.
As a businessman, I've earned the trust of my employees, my clients, my investor, and my partners. Trust is essential in business.
This is just what we need. Principled conservatives we can trust in Congress.
I am running to represent the people of Congressional District Ward, the hardworking families and businesses, big and small, to make sure your voice are heard and your government is a partner working with you.
Ron Quintz is not afraid to speak the honest truth, even if it's unpopular.
Making good decisions has allowed me to grow a successful business. Trust has been the cornerstone of that success. Good decisions resulted in benefits for those who count.
This is why so many Vegas voters trust Ron Quintz to make the right decision for our country.
Your vote in the primary election June 11 is a vote for trusted judgment and conviction to your voice, your needs. Ron Q for Congress. Trust, integrity, and experience. Paid for by Ron Quintz for Congress.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 702-434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
It's Kevin,
Danny,
and Greg,
your host on After Close the Mortgage Show.
Brought to you by GFL Capital Mortgage.
We're here every week
to help inform, update, and educate you.
Find out the best ways to navigate financing when purchasing a home or refinancing a loan in today's volatile real estate market.
So to gain financial literacy,
to get the right information,
and have some fun,
tune in to After Close the Mortgage Show every Saturday from noon to 1.
Right here on 670 AM KMZQ.
Boom.
When planning a celebration of life for yourself or a loved one, there are no dress rehearsals and no reset buttons. That's why getting every detail exactly right the first time is so important. When you plan with us, you're choosing a partner defined by professionalism, compassion, and attention to detail that is second to none. And we stand behind that promise with a 100% service guarantee. We're Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Find us at dignitymemorial.com.
See associate for details.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Sinatra and Streisand together at the Aliante. 2 days only, March 22nd and 23rd. My buddy Robbie Howard and Sharon Owens. One of the really two of the top tribute artists in the world coming together with an award-winning music and hilarious banter. Tickets on sale right now at Ticketmaster. That's March 22nd and 23rd at the Aliante. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet.